How's your schoolwork coming along, Rick?
Oh, fine, Mom. The teacher said I wrote a very good composition.
I'll bet I know the title you picked. How I Spent My Summer Vacation.
No, you're wrong.
That's what I would have guessed, too. What was your subject?
Why I Like Heinz Cream Tomato Soup.
This is a pretty sharp little fella here.
You know it's good because it's Heinz. The H.J. Heinz Company, makers of 57 varieties of fine foods for 80 years, present the amusing transcribed adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Somebody's been shopping. There's a delivery truck stopped in front of the Nelson's house. There's a man walking up the steps with a package. Uh-oh, Ozzie must have seen him coming. Probably something Ozzie bought. He appears very anxious. He takes the package. Signs the slip.
N-O-S-O-N. There you are, thank you.
Yes, sir.
But careful, Ozzie, don't drop it. Oh, he's just weighing it mentally. Well, he looks puzzled. Well, I guess it isn't his package after all.
Harriet!
Yes?
The package just came from the Emporium.
Oh, thanks a lot. I've been expecting that. Just put it on the table.
Aren't you going to open it?
Do I have to? I mean, right now?
No, of course not. It's just that when a package comes, people generally open it.
There's no need to. I already know what's inside.
No, I always like to get them open, then I can put the wrappings out in the trash can.
I'll open it later. I'm a little busy right now.
Why are you making such a mystery out of it?
I'm not making a mystery out of it. If you want to see it, I'll open it.
No, that's not the point. Naturally, I'm not dying to see what's in it or anything like that. But I do think it's practical to get the wrappers and the string and Excelsior out of the house as soon as possible. However, as long as you don't want it open, I'll just put it here on the table. Uh-oh, string broke.
Well, I may as well open it then.
Well, isn't that awful small?
Oh, no, dear. It's a standard size cosmetic kit.
Oh, I thought it was too small for a suitcase.
Hope they didn't break anything.
That's quite a collection.
Isn't this cute lipstick? This is a nail polish, orange stick, eyebrow pencil. It was a real bargain, only $13.95. They were having a clearance sale.
$13.95? How much was it before?
$14.50.
I take it they didn't want the store too clear, did they?
You mean you don't think it's worth it?
Oh, I don't know anything about this stuff. What in the world are these? They look like pink earmuffs.
Those are powder puffs.
Oh. What's this? Satin smooth elbow cream. Elbow cream?
Yes, you rub it on your elbows every night. It keeps them smooth.
Well, who needs smooth elbows?
Well, every woman does. Would you want to be married to a woman with scratchy elbows?
Now that you mention it, I haven't given it much thought. I'm not what you'd call an elbow man. I haven't noticed it.
For it, every woman likes nice, smooth elbows.
Well, it sounds dangerous to me. What if you want to lean on a table with your head in your hands, you're liable to slip and fracture your skull?
careful.
And what's this other package?
Oh, that. Now, there is a real bargain. Look at this. 15 yards of red flannel at only 75 cents a yard. It usually sells for $1 a yard. Just think of the money I saved.
15 yards of red flannel.
Yes, isn't it lovely?
What are you going to do with 15 yards of red flannel?
Oh, I'll think of something. It's such a bargain. Say, I could make you some long...
I won't wear them if you do. I hate to say this, Harry, but I'm afraid you just have no sales resistance.
I can take the things back if you'd like.
No, no, no. There's no need to do that. It's a nice kit. And then the red flannel is... It's very nice. It's just you've got to develop a little sales resistance.
I'm afraid you're right as usual. You're always right about those things.
No, no, I'm not always right. Half the time I'm right and half the time I'm wrong. But 90% of the time I'm right.
Want me to trim a little more off the top, or is that about right?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit more.
Notice anything different about the barbershop?
Different?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what happened to the calendar you used to have on the wall?
My wife came in the other day and made me take it down. Said it wasn't dignified.
How about that? Wives get funny ideas sometimes.
Isn't it the truth? Now, take this morning, for instance. My wife went out and she bought 10 yards of red flannel. Can you imagine that? 10 yards. I tell you, a clever salesman can sell a woman anything.
Oh, they're all alike. No sales resistance.
Now, with a man, it's different. He comes into the barber shop here, he knows what he wants. You come in for a haircut, you get a haircut. I couldn't sell you anything.
Well, that's the difference between men and women.
If you want the steam oil shampoo with a tonic and rub, I don't have to sell it to you. Your mind's made up.
Naturally.
Okay, so it makes your scalp tingle. Helps the hair grow, gives you that distinguished look. But I couldn't sell you the steam tonic shampoo. If you want it, you want it, and you say so. Isn't that right?
Absolutely right.
Only takes about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I have plenty of time. I'll take the shampoo.
It's a pleasure to serve a man who knows what he wants. Now, a lot of fellas come into the shop and they know what they'd like, but they get embarrassed. They think that a guy is a sissy if he asks for a manicure. Imagine that?
No kidding.
It's the truth, Mr. Nelson. You'd be surprised how many men have never had a manicure, and you know why? They're afraid to ask for it. It's probably hard for a man like you to believe that.
Well, I suppose there are a few like that.
You want a manicure, don't you, Mr. Nelson?
Well, really, I
don't...
It won't
take much time. She can be doing it while you're getting your shoes shined.
Well, I really don't.
Francis, manicure. Yes, sir, Mr. Nelson. It's a pleasure to trim a man like you.
Hello, Harry, dear.
Oh, hello, Carlotta. How nice to see you. Come on in.
Oh, I can only stay a minute. I just dropped by to remind you of the meeting Thursday afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
By the way, is Ozzy at the barbershop?
I think so. Why?
I thought it was Ozzy, but I wasn't sure. Of course, I only glanced in passing, but he was leaning back in a chair and he was getting a massage, a shiner, and a manicure.
Really? That's unusual.
As I say, it was just a glance, and the window was pretty steamed up. But I was sure it was Ozzy. He had on his gray sweatshirt with the green paint stains in the front, the brown slacks with a torn pocket, and his shoelace was broken.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, go ahead and answer the phone, dear. I just dropped in to remind you about the meeting. I'll see you later.
Goodbye. Hello?
Hello, Harriet. This is Mother.
Oh, hello, Mother. How are you?
Fine, dear. I called to tell you about the most wonderful bargain I found. Red flannel at 75 cents a yard.
Yes, I got some, too.
I got 15 yards.
I did, too.
I wonder, though, what am I going to do with 15 yards of red flannel?
Well, frankly, I'm stumped about what to do with mine. I'm afraid Ozzie's right, Mother. We gals have no sales resistance. Say, wait a minute.
Something burning, dear?
Yes, there is, and it's me. Ozzie gave me this big lecture about women wasting money on silly things, and he's at the barber shop this very minute getting a manicure, a face massage, and goodness knows what else.
That doesn't sound like Ozzie. Oh, Harriet, I see it now. Don't you see what the dear boy is doing?
I'm afraid I don't, Mother.
But Harriet is so plain. He's sorry for what he said to you this morning. And this is his clever little way of telling you so.
I still don't get it.
But don't you see, dear? By going to the barber shop and getting all those silly, unnecessary things himself, he's telling you that you're forgiven. And that he's sorry. That he loves you. Oh, Harriet, I think I'm going to cry.
Oh, hi, Thorny.
Oh, hi, Oz. Hey, you're really all slicked up there.
Oz, is that perfume on you?
No, it isn't perfume, Thorny. It's just the hair tonic they put on at the barber shop.
Oh, brother.
Would you mind standing downwind, Oz? It's making my eyes water.
Stop acting silly.
Wait a minute. Oh, no. Oz, those nails.
Okay, I also had a manicure and a steam tonic double cream shampoo.
With a cherry on it?
Evidently, you're not accustomed to seeing a man who happens to be very well groomed.
Groomed? You smell more like the bride.
Could use a little fixing up yourself, you know.
Why don't you admit it, Oz? You're just burned up because you went into the barber shop and the barber sold you a bill of goods.
That's not true, Thorny.
Oh, you don't have to kid me, Oz. Save your excuses for Harriet. You're going to need them.
Harriet? Holy smokes.
Something wrong, Oz?
Oh, this is very embarrassing. Just this morning, I gave Harriet a lecture on sales resistance, and here I just went for the works myself.
Well, you're in for it, brother.
Oh, I feel like a dope, Thorny. I'm an absolute dope.
Maybe to the rest of the world, Oz, but to me, you're mighty like a rose.
Hello, dear.
Zuna.
I didn't know you were home.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was just sneaking...
Ozzie, let me look at you. Oh, you look wonderful. Oh, and you smell elegant.
I can explain everything, Harriet.
Your face, it looks so fresh and glowing.
Oh, I had a Mississippi mud pack. The Mr. and Mrs.
And a manicure, too.
Now, look, if you don't like me this way, I can take the stuff back. That is not exactly taken back.
No, I think you look wonderful. You're positively handsome. So romantic looking.
You mean you aren't mad?
Well, no, why should I be?
Well, I guess it does make me look pretty good. Come to think of it, a couple of girls did whistle at me on my way home. Only cost $7. To imagine a job like this for only $7?
That's a terrific bargain, dear. If only more husbands realized the importance of keeping well-groomed and romantic-looking.
Hi, Mom. How come you got all that perfume on?
Ricky, that's not a nice thing to say. It's awful strong, though, Mom. Did you bust the bottle?
No, boys. That's not Mother's perfume. That's a hair tonic. It's on me.
Wow. Boy.
Well, personally, I think Daddy looks and smells very romantic. Now, come on to the table, everybody. Lunch is ready.
Can I sit at this end, Mom?
What's the matter with your regular place?
This is closer to the window.
Suit yourself.
I think I'll sit at this end, too, Mom.
What's the idea of leaving me here all alone?
It's more comfortable down here, Pa.
Harriet.
Yes, dear?
Who put this air wick on the table?
Back in just a moment. Tomorrow is grocery shopping day all over America. And whether you browse around in a big market, call on the little corner grocer, or phone in your order, you'll probably join millions of homemakers in lamenting the currently high food costs. So why not give your family and your budget a break by selecting your favorite Heinz condensed soups? All of them are really great buys at today's low prices. You'll find that Heinz traditionally high quality in home-tasting soups, costs amazingly little. And talk about real home flavor. Well, just try Heinz Chicken Noodle Soup. Little pools of rich chicken butter float on a golden broth filled with tender egg noodles and diced chicken. And how about Heinz Chicken Soup with Rice? Its glistening chicken broth is rich in delicious chicken morsels and fluffy, pearly rice. Serve these savory chicken soups and other Heinz favorites for lunch or quick, thrifty fall suppers. You know they're good, because they're Heinz. Do you notice a spring-like fragrance in the neighborhood? Well, don't let it fool you. It's not the merry, merry month of May. No, that heady perfume wafting up and down the street is just Ozzie Nelson, Mr. Barbershop of 1951. He sure is easy to follow today. In fact, I followed him down to the collegiate sports shop where he bought
a brown checked sport coat, gray flannel pants, new shoes, and yellow and green Argyle socks. I know because I was watching him through the window.
As usual, Carlotta was right. In fact, Ozzie's just coming into the house now. Wow, look at him. He sure looks snazzy, boy.
I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see my Dumas stuff. Harriet!
You're in the living room, ding-dong.
Well, what do you think of my outfit?
Oh, my goodness, dear.
Look at these socks. Hand-knit argyles.
Oh, yes. Wow, look at that tie.
Oh, thank you, dear. I'm glad you like it. Where'd you put my hairbrush?
Your hair looks fine.
But there's a little dust on my new suede shoes.
Oh, I didn't notice the shoes. Aren't they too small? They don't look like a size 10.
Well, naturally, suede gives your foot a smaller appearance. And these are size 8.
Size 8?
It's the only size they had in suede.
Don't they hurt?
A little, but only when I walk.
Well, they look very nice.
Hey, Mom, where's our football? Golly, Ricky, look at Pop.
Oh, boy.
He's really something, isn't he, boys?
How come you're all dressed up, Pop? Are we going to Sears and Roebuck tonight?
No, there's no special occasion. I just decided to pay a little more attention to my appearance.
Want to play a little football with us, Pop?
I think I'd better not, Dave. I might get dirty or tear my new clothes. See, a man with a family should be a little careful of his appearance.
Oh, hello, Carlotta.
Hello, Harriet, dear. I just thought I'd stop by and remind you of the meeting Thursday afternoon.
Yes, Carlotta, you mentioned it this morning.
Oh, that's right, I did, didn't I? Oh, by the way, I happened to be passing the collegiate sports shop a while ago, and I saw a man in there practically buying the store out, and he looked just like Ozzie.
It probably was Ozzie. He came home a few minutes ago all decked out.
Isn't that nice? I think it's wonderful to have a husband who takes such good care of his appearance. First the barber shop, and now a new outfit. Any other man, and I'd think, but that's so silly.
What do you mean, Carlotta?
Oh, nothing, dear. After all, you and Ozzy have been happily married for so many years.
Yes, in fact, Monday is our 16th wedding anniversary.
Oh, isn't that nice? Well, I wouldn't worry about it, dear. You and Ozzy have been very happy so far. Of course, others aren't so fortunate. You know Betty and George Wilson over on Garden Street? They've been married for 17 years now. And a few weeks ago, he began getting manicures, buying new clothes and taking mysterious long walks, and refusing to say where he'd been. Then one day he came home with a large box of flowers. That was the clincher. A man doesn't buy flowers unless he's been up to something.
Oh, not necessarily.
Well, it certainly made me sit up and think. Oh, well, men are men, I always say, and they're all alike. Well, goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Carlotta.
Hey, Mom, you ought to see what just came for you. I think it's from Pop.
Oh, what is it, dear?
It's a great big box of flowers.
Harry, where'd you put the rake?
Ozzy, where have you been?
Oh, downtown. Nowhere in particular. Just taking a little walk. Where'd you put the rake? I thought I'd clean up the backyard.
In those clothes?
Well, I can put on my old clothes. I think I'll put on my bedroom slippers, too.
Oh, Ozzy, there's a grass stain on your new pants.
Oh, yeah, I stopped by the playground for a few minutes. Thorny was there with Will, and I didn't want David and Ricky to feel neglected. We're only supposed to play touch football, but Thorny deliberately tackled me. Really thought he was smart when he messed up my hair, too.
I like it better that way. I'm glad Thorny messed it up.
Well, he wasn't. He got so much grease on his hands, he couldn't hold on to the ball.
If you're going to clean up the backyard, you better get started. Dinner will be ready pretty soon.
Okay, where are my old work pants?
They're right in the closet where you left them, hanging against your clean shirts.
It'll feel good to get back into my old clothes. What about my sweatshirt? Where's that?
Out on the line.
Oh, you washed it?
Mm-hmm. Quite a job, too. I had to beat it first.
Harriet.
Yes?
I hope this won't be too much of a disappointment. But remember now, you took me for better or for worse.
What are you building up to?
Well, I just don't feel natural all dressed up with a manicure and the hair tonic, and I'm just not the smooth type. I'm the disheveled, the unromantic type.
Oh, that's fine with me, dear. Whatever you are, you're my type.
Well, this morning you made a big speech about carefully groomed husbands keeping romance alive. How come you changed your mind?
Well, I didn't exactly.
Aha! Could it be, perhaps, that you got a little worried? You know, husband suddenly spruces up. Cherchez la femme. La plume, Monsieur Latard. Little jealous, perhaps?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Unfortunately, you married a gal who's just not the jealous type. And even if I were, I know you pretty well, dear, and I trust you implicitly.
Oh, golly, how dull I must be. Not only that, wasn't that a stupid thing I did today?
Oh, don't worry about that. You can take the coat back in the morning.
No, I mean, besides the coat, I mean forgetting our anniversary. Well, that practically, at least getting the date mixed up. I've always been so careful to remember it. But the idea of keeping romance alive and this necktie and my shoes pinching and... Well, I just got confused, and I thought it was today.
It's next Monday.
Yes, then I realized that. You must have thought I was crazy when you got the flowers today.
Flowers?
Well, yes. 2 dozen red roses with the long stems. Didn't they send them up?
Yes, they did. They're beautiful, dear.
Oh, I'm glad you liked them. I'm sorry about the mix-up. Where did you put the flowers?
Well, this is going to be very difficult to explain, dear. But I'll go get them. They're out in the trash can.
The trash can? Well, why did you throw the... Harriet! Harriet!
Harriet! in just a moment. Maybe you're a lucky young homemaker who's never cooked tomato soup, but chances are your mother or grandmother have. They can tell you what a lot of bother it is and how difficult to keep the cream from curdling. Well, those good home cooks are the most enthusiastic about Heinz condensed cream of tomato soup. And our chefs consider that quite a tribute. You see, we make Heinz cream of tomato soup the same careful home way, with these exceptions. The tomatoes are big pedigreed beauties, Heinz aristocrats, we call them, and the cream is the kind you'd save for whipping. Incidentally, Heinz cream of tomato soup is the thriftiest, tastiest tomato sauce that ever made leftovers or fish croquettes doubly good. Your grocer has many varieties of Heinz condensed soups at today's low prices. Try them. And for real home flavor when you're eating out, look for the Heinz Electric Soup Kitchen. Enjoy 2-minute service of your favorite Heinz soups. You know they're good because they're Heinz.
So interesting in the paper?
Oh, I was just reading about the community chest. They're starting this year's Red Feather campaigns.
Well, that's one worthy cause I'm sure everybody's always happy to contribute to.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. David, would you see who's at the door, please?
See who's at the door, will you, Ricky?
Okay. Hello.
Well, hello there. Is this Ricky?
Yes, sir.
I thought so. Are your mother and dad home?
Sure, come on in.
Thanks.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening. I hope I'm not disturbing you folks.
No, not at all.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you, Harriet. I can only stay a minute. How are you, David?
Fine, thanks.
I hope you don't mind my calling you folks by your first name, but I feel I know you all so well.
Oh, thank you very much.
You better call me Jack, I guess, to make it even.
Well, sure thing. What can we do for you, Jack?
Well, as you probably know, the Red Feather campaigns are going to be bigger than ever this year. That's because the USO is included, and some special services to people in defense areas, as well as clothing for destitute Koreans. It's a bigger Red Feather this year, all right. That's why I'm asking you if you'd mind telling people to really give to their local community chest Red Feather campaign.
Well, we'd be glad to.
We certainly would. I think a particularly strong point is that most of the money directly benefits your own community. Your own friends or possibly your own family.
That's right, Harriet. And I like the idea of all these campaigns in one. Your community chest. You give once for all for a year.
That's a great list of worthy causes, too. Boy Scouts, family services, hospitals, Salvation Army, YMCA, and now the USO.
I can see I don't have to sell you people anything.
You're darn right. We're happy to help out any way we can, Jack.
Well, thanks a lot, Ozzie and Harriet. It certainly has been nice talking to you.
Oh, same here.
Yeah, we've enjoyed it, too.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Jack.
Good night.
Hey, he's a real nice guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
What's his last name, Pop?
Well, I was just going to ask your mother the same thing. He looks so darn familiar, and yet I just couldn't seem to place him.
Oh, that's funny. I felt the same way. We've either met him or we've seen his picture or something.
Of course, that's it. Here's his picture right here in the paper.
Oh, for goodness sakes, where?
See, right here. National Chairman of the United Red Feathers Campaign of America. Oh, the chairman. Mr. Jack Heinz, president of the H.J. Heinz Company.
Well, for goodness sakes, how about that, Ozzie? Ozzie, say something.
It sure is good soup, boy.
Adventure of Ozzie and Harriet.
presented by the H.J. Hines Company and starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
And remember, Hines soups are condensed. You get twice as much soup by adding an equal part of milk or water.
That suits me fine.
Me too. I like a lot, boy.
Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were their two sons, David and Ricky Nelson, John Brown, Loreen Tuttle, Verna Felton, Sheldon Leonard, H.J. Hines, president of the H.J. Hines Company, and yours truly, Vern Smith. Original music was composed and conducted by Billy May.
So long, folks. This is Ozzie saying goodnight for the four Nelsons and the 57 variety.